Even before he's taken office, the world is looking to Barack Obama to begin addressing problems and crises. For Europeans, money, war, the environment are the three top issues for the incoming American president. How he deals with them when he takes office on January 20th will be closely watched. Since economies around the globe slid into recession and toward potential meltdown in the past months, governments have struggled to find ways to stem the downturn, with massive bailout packages and proposals to stimulate economies and create jobs. Political economist Waltraud Schelkle of the London School of Economics says turning the crisis around is too big a job for any one leader or one country, but she says Europe still looks to America.
Europe in general, and perhaps the Germans in particular, would hope that the US goes on spending and being that big market for our goods, while at the same time, of course, complaining that the Americans don't save enough. So that is a very contradictory position in a way. In a way, yes, Europe hopes that there will be a coordinated effort to stimulate the world economy back into just a normalization and not this free fall into it in which we are at the moment.
But even European countries are at odds with one another over what to do. While the economy remains uppermost on everyone's mind, security issues, terrorism, and war also figure prominently in U.S.-European relations. And with both sides of the Atlantic involved in Afghanistan and Mr. Obama having made success there a top priority, Afghanistan is certain to be high on the list, says British defense analyst Francis Tusa.
If President Obama isn't on the phone to Chancellor Merkel and people like that on the 20th of January, I suspect the phones are going to start ringing on the 21st. And this is one of those ones of if they feel they can do business with this new president, I suspect almost the first thing he will ask is for a lifting of restrictions on troops already deployed in Afghanistan. And to those nations not deployed, he will be looking not just for one load of MPs or a small medical detachment. No, fighting troops.
But more troops are not the answer, says political historian Dan Plesh of London University School of Oriental and African Studies. He says one of the main problems is what he calls coalition incompetence.
Any rookie officer gets taught about unity of command in the most simple of military engagements, and yet there is no unity of command of the coalition forces in Afghanistan, no unity of doctrine, and it isn't just about blaming the Germans for not wanting to pull on their jackboots again and get keen about fighting. Blaming the Germans is the easy headline. The reality is that American and coalition forces have been grossly incompetent from beginning to end in this conflict.
Most analysts agree that a more robust troop presence must be coupled with negotiations for any sort of success in Afghanistan, and most also agree that Afghanistan is a crucial test for the future of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. For the past 8 years of the Bush administration, Europeans have criticized the United States for lack of leadership in combating global warming and protecting the environment. Now, they hope that will change. Charlie Cronick is a senior climate advisor with Greenpeace. He says Mr. Obama can combine economic stimulus programs with protecting the environment.
In spite of constraints that are put upon them by the economic situation, there are some real opportunities here. The first one is really clear. That's investment in energy efficiency and improving the energy performance of the U.S. It's a fantastic way to generate employment activity and just economic activity generally, and it actually targets the most vulnerable members of society. In other words, people who are going to suffer from what's called fuel poverty, who can't afford to heat their homes in the winter or cool them in the summer. All good stuff, good for the environment, good for the economy.
It's a tall order, but whether on economic issues, security, war and peace, or saving the environment, much of the world will look to the new American president to work with them and to lead the way. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.